Mor Katan, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3, and more on the watering of plants, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchin es hamayim me'ilan le'ilan. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, one may redirect water from one tree to another tree. The context of this Mishnah is that we are talking about a field that's called a Beis HaBaal, one that normally can survive and thrive even without people getting their hands dirty and wet with watering the plants. And here you have a tree that has water beneath it, and you want to redirect that puddle of water through, I guess you have some sort of like network of irrigation channels, just essentially, I don't know what, pull a stopper or, you know, pull a plug or redirect a switch or something that would allow the water to flow from tree A to tree B. The reason you're doing this is because you want tree B to get extra water, and that will be not to save it from loss, but rather to actually earn a better profit, to make more money. Instead of, it's not a davra of it, you're not preventing manias, you're not protecting a loss, rather you are doing something for the sake of actually being marviach to get more profit. Says Reuven ben Yaakov, that is going to be permitted because there's no work involved at all, there's no tirchan involved at all, just essentially, you know, I don't know what it is, pulling a plug or pulling a switch. Since there's no malach involved at all, that's permitted, even if for this anchol mod, even for the sake of a profit. Ublavaj lo yashkes kol hasadeh. Provided, says Reuven ben Yaakov, you're not doing that same technique to irrigate your entire field, your entire Beis HaBaal that commands without the water, because there already, if you're doing an entire field, there's some work involved, and we don't want you to do any work at all on the Chol HaMoed, so it's prohibited, even if it's very little work, but to do from one single tree to a different tree, just pulling a plug or something, or pulling a stopper, that's like nothing at all, and that would be permitted. Now, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's going to come out then that really we have like three levels of work on Chol HaMoed. We have, number one, if you're talking about technical malacha, like watering a plant that has no tirch at all, no effort whatsoever, just like pulling a plug and being done with it or something, then that's going to be permitted even for the sake of being marviach to make a profit. If you're talking about work that malacha that involves a little work, but not a lot of work, a lot of tircha, a lot of effort, so then that will be permitted only if you're preventing yourself from a loss. And if it's the kind of malacha that requires significant exertion, tircha maruba, so then it will be prohibited even if it's to save yourself from a loss. You have to essentially endure that loss because we don't want you spending your Chol HaMoed working hard. Okay, now the Mishnah continues and says, Zram shlo shasu lifnei hamoed. If you have something growing in your field that didn't need to be watered, that didn't drink literally before Chol HaMoed, I mean, you didn't have to water them before because there was sufficient water available to them in this field. So then lo yashkin b'moed. Obviously, if you didn't need to water them up to now, you can manage to get away with not watering them on Chol HaMoed, and they'll still be okay, and therefore you're not permitted to do any work at all on Chol HaMoed to water them because they could survive without it. That would indicate that this, clearly by the fact you don't have to water them before Pesach, indicates that you don't have to water them on Pesach either, and everything will be okay. The Gemara speaks out if the facts are actually not like that, meaning the facts, the actual metzias, the actual situation is, before Pesach the ground was moist because of all the rain, it was damp, but comes past the time everything dried up, and now you indeed do need to water them for the first time because they're going to dry out now, it would be permitted. Okay? The Chacham matirin bezeh bezeh. The Chacham say it's permitted in all these cases, meaning the Chachamim here hold that doing minor work is permitted even for the sake of not just preventing a loss, but even to making a gain, to being profiting. And therefore the Chacham say you're permitted to water your entire field through some irrigation system, despite the fact that Reuven ben Yaakov said you couldn't. Just as you could, fix the little sluice of one tree to another tree. And similarly, they hold that if you haven't watered your plants before Chol HaMoed, you could water them on Chol HaMoed again, assuming it's not a lot of work, so you can make a profit, so they say. But the halacha is not like this chachamim. The halacha would be like the Stam Mishnah of the Mishnah Aleph and the Lezban Yaakov. So again, it's how I said before, you're not allowed to do anything for the sake of a profit, and you can accept if it's no work at all, and if it's a little bit of work, you could do it only if it's to prevent yourself from incurring a loss.